A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Pei Tes, Ksubas 89b, pagination 178, starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up, dealing with a case where a woman has significant documentation and wants to collect multiple ksubas from her husband. So the Mishnah presents a case, Shnei Gittin. The woman is able to produce two Gittin, two documents of divorce, from the same husband, Ushtei Ksubos. And she also has two Ksuba documents. And she's well equipped for the court case. She has everything documented. She wants to collect two Ksuba amounts. Apparently what happened is that he wrote a ksuba, divorced her, and then married her a second time with a ksuba and divorced her. And she wants to get paid twice. And the Mishnah paskins that she's right. Gove shtei ksubos. She will collect two times the ksuba. The Mishnah in a moment, in summation, is going to tell us the reason. The reason is because when a husband takes a woman back after a divorce, Amanas Ksuba Rishona Machzira, he really takes her back based on the original Ksuba. And if he's writing a second Ksuba, what he means to do is to actually give her the double opportunity to collect. The Mishnah continues with other cases where she's only going to get one collection right. Shtei ksubos v'get echad. If she has two ksubos and she only has one get, meaning the date on both ksubos is before the get, so that they were both written regarding the same marriage. V'get echad, only one get. O ksuba u'shnei gitin. Or she has one ksuba, and following that ksuba, she has both gittin. So that, as we said, the logic is that that one ksuba counts for both marriages. He's only going to have to pay up once. O ksuba v'get umisa. Or we have a case where she has a ksuba and a get, and then the husband died. But we don't have a specific ksuba that's dated after the first marriage was terminated, after the get. So since the ksuba is all from the first time they were married, that ksuba carries the entire way through, and she only collects once. Eina gova ela ksuba achas, she only collects once. And as I mentioned, the reason of that the Mishnah gives, shamagarish es ishto v'hechzira, a person divorces his wife and takes her back. Almanas ksuba harishona machzira. It's based on the original ksuba that he is returning her. Now, I know you want to ask the question, is a person indeed allowed to take his wife back after he divorced her? So the answer is generally yes. He is allowed to take her back after he divorced her. The two cases that you're not allowed are, number one, if we're dealing with a Kohen, and therefore we are extra careful, beyond what we're normally careful before we write a get, we're extra careful with a Kohen, because a Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman, even his own divorcee, even his own wife that he divorced, he's not allowed to marry, and therefore we're extra careful in that case to give the get, because indeed he would not be allowed to take her back. The other case is by any person, if the woman gets married to somebody after she's divorced from the first husband, then the pasuk says, Lo yuchal baila harishana shar shulcha, the original husband who sent her away is not allowed to take her back. But in a simple situation, which apparently wasn't so simple, must have been serious shalom bayis, issues, but he divorced her, he took her back. The question is merely, how many ksubos is she going to end up collecting when the marriage finally terminates, either because of get or because the husband passes away? The Gemara wonders, Iboi bahai gavya, Iboi bahai gavya. In the case where she's only entitled to one ksuba collection, but is it true that she's allowed to collect with whichever ksuba she wants? She has two ksubas and one get. So it sounds like she could collect with whichever one she wants. That's not what Rav Nachman taught us in the name of Shmuel. The Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Shnei Shtaros Hayotzim Bozeh Achar Zeh. If you have two documents and they're dated one after another, how do you understand these two documents? For example, in our case, the two ksubos that are both preceding the get, Bitel Sheni Esarishon. The way to understand it is that the second one is nullifying the first one. What's the difference between the first one and the second one? We agreed you're only collecting once. But the difference is, from what date is there a lien on his property? When is it meshubad from? Is it from the date of the first document, or is it from the date of the second document? So Rav Nachman taught us in the name of Shmuel that if you have two documents doing the same thing, the logic is that the second document is nullifying the first, and you're only going to be able to collect from buyers of property. You're only going to be able to claim your lien from the second, which is the later date. And that's the concept of writing a second document. In which case, going back to the Mishnah, if she has two ksubos, it shouldn't be that she just collects once with whichever document she wants. It should be understood that the second document is the one that holds strength, and the first document, which has more lien opportunity because it's dated earlier and would include anything he sold in the interim, that's no longer active. It's outdated because the second document was written. Answers the Gemara, Lav Itmar Allah. Didn't we learn regarding this case? Amar Rav Papa, Moder Rav Nachman, Di Yosef Be Dikla L'Tosefes Kasvei. If the second document has an additional aspect to it, so then the reason for the second document was not that we're nullifying the first, it was to add something. Hachanami B'da Osef La. And that's how we're going to understand our Mishnah that says that you could collect with either one. He added something in the second document, and therefore, she really does have a choice. She could collect with the first ksuba, and she'll have a greater lien opportunity. It'll include more property. Or she can collect with the second ksuba, in which case she'll have less lien opportunity, but she will have whatever it is that he added into the document. That's indeed how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf, in Evan Ezer, Se'if Yedalid. Hotziah beis ksubos v'get echad. If a woman produces two ksuba documents, but there was only one marriage, there's only one get. Ein gavel ksuba achas. She's only going to collect one time the ksuba, but ve'eze mehem gove, which one is she going to use? Imshteim shavos, if they're equal, bitlo acharona sarishona, like Rav Nachman taught us in the name of Shmuel. If they're equal, then the second one is the one that's in force, and it nullified the first one. Ve'ena terefes elam esman ho acharona, she's only going to collect from the second time. V'imhoisa, but if one of them has an addition to the amount that's owed, imrotza, if he wants, if she wants, ligvos harishona gova mizman rishon, she can follow the first document and collect with a lien based on the first date. Oshiniya Mizman Sheni, or she can use the second document, follow the dating in the second document, and she would get whatever it is that was added in. Yashay Koach, thank you for joining.